Okay, Alexander, let's talk about Italy and Italy. The Italian government in Italy looks like it's on the verge of collapse. And we've been calling this for quite a while now. Actually, I think we may have even called this pretty much not to the day, but to the exact time period where we said, like about a year ago, we said, give it a year, and eventually the Salvini will get to the top office, and some sort of conservative middle right government will take power in Italy, and that's what it looks like. But take us into the story, because this is big. If Italy goes the way of Salvini, then the European Union is in big trouble following the completion of Brexit. I mean, big trouble.
Absolutely. Can I just say, I mean, we have opinion polling in Italy, and if there were an election tomorrow, which, well, maybe not tomorrow, but there could be an election very soon in Italy, the combined opposition, which is the Northern League, which is of course Salvini's movement, which is the dominant one, the Brothers of Italy, which is of course somewhere to the right of the Northern League, and Silvio Berlusconi's Forza Italia, which is allied to the Northern League, could potentially secure more than 50% of the vote. It would be a landslide. By Italian standards, that would be a massive, massive landslide. Now, what has happened is that this alliance between the Five Star Movement and Matteo Renzi and his centrist grouping, which is what underpins the present government of Italy, has always been a cobbled together coalition whose only real purpose is to keep Matteo Salvini, the leader of the Italian right, the Eurosceptic leader of the Italian right, out of power. And of course, shades of some of the things that are happening in the United States. You have a cobbled together alliance of the center and the left, or what calls itself the left in Italy, to try and keep a prominent right-wing politician, Matteo Salvini, at bay. And you also try to entangle that right-wing politician in legal cases. And there is a prosecution of Salvini underway, which has been constantly postponed and delayed and not going very far, which relates to some of the actions he took as interior minister in the Italian government to try and prevent some immigrants leaving a ship that had reached Sicily. So this is a very typical pattern in some ways. It's and very typical in Italy. You cobble together an alliance of opposites, the Five Star Movement, which is the dominant party in the Italian government, was created as an anti-establishment party of the left, and yet it is in coalition with Matteo Renzi, former Prime Minister of Italy, deeply unpopular figure, by the way, in Italy, a centrist, a Europeanist, an integrationist, a very, very much of a globalist. These two parties come together to keep the anti-globalist, anti-integrationist, anti-Europeanist Salvini out of power. You entangle Salvini in legal actions. And what happens? The popularity of your government falls. It becomes increasingly difficult for this cobbled together anti-Salvini government to come up with a coherent program. And in the meantime, Salvini and the parties that back him become stronger. Now, what has happened is we now have a political crisis in Italy. And of course, the irony of ironies is that it relates to the famous bailout stroke slush fund that the European Union cobbled together a few months ago, which was mistakenly and misleadingly referred to by many people as the European Union's Hamilton moment. What has happened is that there's been a quarrel between Renzi and the Five Star Movement over how the funds from which are being provided to Italy by this fund should be distributed. each of these two groupings, the Five Star Movement and Renzi, want to use these funds basically to buy patronage and support as two people from Southern Europe. We know how that works. We know how money goes through governments and how they use it to build up clientage networks. That is exactly what this quarrel in Italy is all about. On top and beyond that, Renzi, as a European integrationist, wants Italy to borrow from the these new funds that the European Union has set up. The Five Star Movement up to now has consistently said that it doesn't want to do that. It doesn't want to actually borrow. It will take grants, but it will not go for loans. Renzi wants Italy to go for loans because, of course, by going for loans, not only does that increase the amount of money that he can distribute, but it also locks Italy further in to the European institutions. So that's what the quarrel has been all about. The government has collapsed, or is, seems to be in the process of collapsing. Renzi has pulled his MPs out of the coalition. The coalition no longer has the government, which is now basically reduced to the Five Star Movement, no longer has a majority in the government. There are going to be frantic attempts over the next couple of days to try to cobble something together. It is not inconceivable that the coalition could be reconstructed in some form, probably more on Renzi's terms, but sooner or later, probably sooner rather than later, this government will finally collapse. We will then see elections and a major shift in Italy to the right, and that could have massive implications for the future. So this government, if it survives, is now firmly on borrowed time. I don't believe personally that it will survive.
Yeah, what a bunch of jackals these guys are. I mean, they're going to get this, what is it, like $250 billion or something? Yep. They're fighting over this slush fund. Yep. And I'm trying to find the exact number here.
223 billion euros.
Okay. So they're fighting over this 223 billion euros, and they're trying to figure out how they should divvy it up amongst themselves or amongst their owners. Yeah. Their patrons.
That's right.
And the worst part about it is for Italy, the absolute worst part is that if they manage to cobble together another government in order to keep Salvini out, then Renzi is just going to completely sell out Italy to the EU. In other words, he's just going to put Italy into such a death spiral that the whole country is just going to completely implode. The EU, on the flip side, must be shaking in their boots at the prospect of seeing a Salvini, Forza Italia, and the brothers, Brothers Party ruling the country. I mean, they must be, Ursula von der Leyen must be having nightmares at night.
Absolutely.
Picturing that coalition.
Absolutely, because bear in mind something. Salvini, of course, has often spoken in very strong Eurosceptic terms. And, you know, I assume that that is what he is. But, of course, the brothers of Italy are to the right of him. And they are much more emphatically Eurosceptic than he is. He would not be able to govern without their support. And they would pull him to the right. And they would pull him in an anti-EU direction. So, you know, you must understand that the Salvini government that would emerge out of an election that is held now would be more radical than will be more radical than a Salvini government that would have emerged had elections taken place last year, in 2019. So that gives you a sense of how postponing events can actually work against you. They may have bought themselves a year and a bit of not having Salvini by undertaking all these complex parliamentary and political maneuvers in Italy. But the price they are paying is the high prospect of a Salvini government with a bigger majority, a more coherent bloc behind it, and more radical than it might otherwise have been. Now, as to why Renzi and the Five Star Movement are quarrelling over this funding, well, the short answer is that I suspect that both of them are at some level aware that in political terms, their number is shortly up. So arguing over this very large sum of money becomes even more important, because that way, at least, they come away with something. They're able to, help financially, I'm using euphemistic language, their inverted commas followers, supporters. They would take care of them in the expectation that they will themselves be taken care of. So in a sense, the fact that there's been this argument, this quarrel, is it in itself a sign of a government in decay. Given that the reality, and I think I'm not saying anything that people around the world don't know, that the organizing principle of Italian politics for many decades has been what in other countries is called corruption.
Yeah, and from what I understand, the Brothers Party is pretty much on equal footing percentage-wise with La Lega. So, I mean, you know, they're pretty much, I think, at 20-20 each, with Forza being at around like 10 or something. So, I mean, you know, like you say, the Brothers Party being to the right of Salvini, I mean, they're not like to the right of Salvini with like 2 or 3%. They're equal partners. So they're gonna highly, highly influence the government going forward. And finally, on another note, I mean, God help Italy, God save Italy, because the last thing Italy needs right now, in my opinion, is to be indebted. God, please don't let Renzi tie Italy up into this death spiral. That would be a catastrophe.
Well, indeed. And I mean, this is a point which I think one has to address now. MPs in the Five Star Movement, and there are a lot of decent people, I should say, within the Five Star Movement, or have been, they need to ask themselves this fundamental question. Is keeping Salvini such an overriding priority that you're prepared to pay the price of putting Italy, your nation, into even deeper debt bondage than it is already, especially at such a time? In other words, locking Italy into a kind of death spiral. I mean, objectively, rationally, the answer has to be no. I mean, I know lots of things are said about Salvini, but comparisons that people make with, other leaders of Italy's past, Mussolini and people like that, are not just far-fetched. They are completely wrong. They are ridiculously wrong. So, logically, they shouldn't be doing that or even contemplating that possibility. They should absolutely stand their ground against Renzi and the Five Star Movement. And they should be saying absolutely no circumstances should Italy borrow, especially not from the EU institutions, at this sort of time. Unfortunately, the reality is that people who self-define as left are now so fixated with these issues about, the threat from, the right or the populist right or whatever they want to call it, that I'm sorry to say, I can imagine that some of them might be panicked into going along with Renzi on this issue, mortgaging forever their country's future, obliterating the prospects of Italy's youth, just in order to keep Salvini out.
Yeah, I just have a feeling that this decision, what's going to happen in Italy, will define Italy's future as a nation going forward. And God curse this woke SJW ideology. How much are we going to suffer around the world because of this satanic ideology of wokeness? Because You know, if they go into debt, Alexander, if Italy goes into debt and they follow Renzi because they just can't have, you know, Salvini running the government, who, by the way, the Five Star Movement was almost going to govern with Salvini at one
Well,
point in time.
they were
They,
governing. I mean,
okay, so.
he was a member of a government with them. There was a coalition between the Northern League and the Five Star Movement. So, I mean, you know, to talk about him being, you know, the next Mussolini, I mean, he is the next Mussolini they were in coalition with. So, I mean, that's that. I mean, it's a fantastic and ludicrous claim, but we are both realistic. I mean, we have both seen this sort of situation recur again and again, time after time, that political leaders who are, if you like, populist, who are you know, right or right of centre, are constantly labelled as, you know, dangerous authoritarians, dictators to be, on absolutely ludicrous, flimsy grounds. And that seems to carry an enormous amount of traction with people who self-identify as on the left and on the centre-left, and leads to them going along with some disastrous things, which then inevitably and invariably follow. If the threat to democracy in Italy, and I want to say this very clearly, does not come from Salvini, it does not come from the Brothers of Italy, despite what people say, it comes from Brussels.
Yeah, the future of Italy is on the line. That's what I want to say. I really believe the future of Italy is on the line here. If they go into debt, more debt, it's
More
game
debt,
over.
exactly,
It's game over.
exactly, exactly, exactly. I agree. Well, I mean, unless they screw up the courage to default on it, which would be a colossal step to take. But, you know, why put yourself in the position of having to take such a step when you have the alternative now? And by the way, I mean, can I just say also the cynicism with which Renzi is playing this game? I said, you know, that this is just a squabble about laying your hands on resources to, you know, to provide help and comfort to your friends, your clients, your patrons too, if you like. And of course, what Renzi is saying, that, you know, what the government needs to do is to invest this money wisely. Well, invest it wisely by giving it to Renzi's friends.
Whenever you the government needs to invest this money, that right there is, you
Should
know,
get should should be
more red flags than a Chinese parade. Let me put it to you
absolutely.
that
Absolutely, absolutely. When you hear that kind of language, then, I mean, you know, you will be very, very careful. That's all I will say.
All right, we'll leave it there, guys. BitChute, Odyssey, Minds, Gab, and Rumble. Look for us there. Look for Alexander's channel. Look for my channel. Everything is in the description box down below. And of course, the Duran merchandise, mugs, all kinds of great stuff.
Our mugs, our amazing hats, our t-shirts, our sweatshirts, and our hoodies. You can find them all in our shop. We get enormously positive feedback from our viewers who buy these things, and you support the Duran by buying them. And please also support us through Patreon, Subscribestar, and PayPal. And please join us in our next broadcast.
All right. Take care, everybody.